Hey y'all, today we're gonna talk about some the coronavirus, like updates on the coronavirus. And I wanted to talk to y'all about this because this virus is real serious, like real serious. But let's just go ahead and get into it though. This is just so first we're gonna start off when it was the worst. It was around July 6th and July 8th, somewhere around there. And then around December 7th, that was when it was the most. 13,000, or no, 15,000. What am I saying? And then any symptoms of the virus. This is any symptoms. They can appear 2 to 14 days. Is fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or runny nose,
nausea. And diarrhea.
And then it says some signs. It's trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure in the chest. Look, I don't think I got corona. That's just my allergies. New confusion, inability to wake up or stay awake, bluish lips or face. That's some more signs. And then we're gonna talk about how yesterday or today there were 99 positives and 1,877 negatives, and it's only 9:22 in the morning. And then, no, it was 137 positives today and 2,769 negatives today for a positivity rate for 4.71. Our COVID-19 14-day positivity rate is 5.7. There were 0 new deaths. That's good. That's really good. I will be honest. And then you got where you have that is my allergies. Yeah, I need to chill out. And then how coronavirus spreads. It is thought to spread mainly from person to person, mainly through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. These droplets can land in mouths or noses. People who are nearby possibly or be inhaled into the lungs. Spread is more likely when people are in close contact with one another. One another within about 6 feet. It may be possible that a person could get mouth, nose, or possibly by their eyes. This is not the main way the virus is spread. And then, who is at more risk? You see, people of all ages can be affected by corona, and older people or with pre-existing medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, heart disease, they become more vulnerable to become more severely ill to the virus. And if you didn't know that, that's something new that you just learned about. And then we're gonna talk about how effective is the new vaccine that they say. Alright, so according to the clinical trial results, the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine is 95% effective preventing COVID-19. And it says, How long does it take to recover COVID-19 or to no longer be contagious? Most people with coronavirus will have symptoms will no longer be contagious by 10 days after symptoms resolve. People who test positive for the virus never develop symptoms over the following 10 days after testing, they're probably no longer contagious. But again, there are documented exceptions that can happen. So, and then in a coronavirus outbreak, what should you do? You should get the facts from reliable sources to help you accurately determine your risk, that you can take your reasonable precautions. Seek guidance from who? Your healthcare provider, your national public health authority, or your employer for accurate information on COVID-19. And whether COVID-19 is circulating where you live, it is important to be informed of the situation and take appropriate measures to protect your family and yourself. Alright. If y'all didn't know what a pandemic is, a pandemic is when an event which a disease spreads across several countries and affects a large number of people. Yeah, but then, what is the COVID-19 pandemic? That's the real question. The COVID-19 pandemic is a serious global health threat, and CDC is committed by stopping the spread. CDC has a long history of strengthening public health capacity through the world to contain outbreaks at their source and minimize their impact. CDC is working closely with the World Health Organization who and others to assist countries to prepare for a response to COVID-19. CDC routinely provides technical assistance to ministries of health. And international partners to improve your collective response in infectious threats like COVID-19. Y'all, this virus real. I'm not gonna say this because, hold on, let me read this. I don't have COVID-19. This in it. Click in anyone. Alright, she's going to see it. I'm going to read though. Y'all can have yourself made hand sanitizer. And that answer, it is no. The FDA recommends that consumers do not make their own hand sanitizer. If made incorrectly, hand sanitizer can be ineffective. There have been reports of skin burns homemade hand sanitizer. The agency lacks verifiable information on the methods being used to prepare hand sanitizer at home and whether they are safe for using on human skin. Bless me. So, is swimming pools safe in Corona? I'm gonna find out today. Hold on, I gotta sneeze again. So, if a swimming pool, hot tub, or water playground is open, it's important for all visitors and staff to take steps to slow the spread of virus. Stay home if you're infected or might be infected with the virus that caused COVID-19. Stay at least 6 feet apart in and out water from people you don't live with. Wear cloth masks when not in water. See, it is, but with people you don't live with, don't be about them. Don't be about them. Just don't, LeBron. All right, last thing. I got y'all. Whatever. Hold up. Never mind. I got 10 minutes. Hope y'all like it.